Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This Tuesday, April 1st at 6 p.m. Central, Dr. Troy Hinkle will be discussing all the ways that we can be set free from our slavery through our practices this Lent. Teresa, we've covered a lot of ground through the Old Testament, probably raised a lot of questions. This would be a great chance to get on live with Dr. Troy and get all your questions answered. So just go to our app, Daily Rosary Meditations, and you can find it there. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. In the Exodus, God set Israel free and then gave them a visible sign of his presence and care, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Now, the Book of Wisdom tells us that the Holy Spirit is wisdom and that she deploys all her strength from one end of the earth to the other, ordering all things for good, and that it was wisdom who led the people of Israel out of Egypt through the wilderness in the form of the pillar of fire and cloud. But when the people thought Pharaoh and all his charioteers would wipe them out, the pillar of fire and cloud stood between them and the Egyptian army, shielding and protecting them. Yet, even still, the people panicked. But God said to them, "You see my presence in the fire and the cloud. I am with you. Don't panic." And then Moses answered the people, "Have no fear, stand firm, and you will see what Yahweh will do to save you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Yahweh will do the fighting for you. You have only to keep still." So the Holy Spirit, under the sign of the pillar of fire and cloud, led, protected, and provided for the whole host of Israel. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Once God brought the people of Israel to Mount Sinai, he gave them a new sign of his presence and care. A new sign of the Holy Spirit. And that sign was the Ark of the Covenant. In Exodus 25, God commanded Moses to build the Ark. And then in Exodus chapter 40, the cloud overshadowed the Ark, filling it with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then we are told that at every stage of their journey, whenever the cloud rose from the tabernacle, the sons of Israel would resume their march. If the cloud did not rise, they waited and would not march until it did. For the cloud of Yahweh rested on the ark by day, and a fire shone within the cloud by night for all the house of Israel to see. And so it was for every stage of their journey. So the ark was the visible sign that the Holy Spirit was carrying the Israelites through every step of their journey. And at the end of 40 years, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses said, "In the wilderness, too, you saw how God carried you. As a man carries his child, all along the road you traveled on the way to this place." So God really did carry them every step of the way. And what was the sign? What was the sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit? The Ark of the Covenant. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Everything in the Old Testament prefigures what Jesus and Mary do for us in the New Testament. Just as God gave the Israelites a visible sign in the pillar of fire and cloud, and then the Ark of the Covenant, to show them that the Holy Spirit was carrying them through the wilderness to the Promised Land, and that the Holy Spirit would lead them, protect them, and provide for them. Likewise, in the New Testament times of the church, God gives us a visible sign that the Holy Spirit will carry us through the wilderness to the promised land of heaven. And that sign is Mary. In the Annunciation, Luke chapter 1, the angel tells Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." In the same way, in Exodus chapter 40, we read, "Then the cloud overshadowed the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud overshadowed it. And the glory of the Lord filled the Ark of the Covenant." So, as you just heard, in both instances, the word overshadow is used to describe the Holy Spirit coming down upon the Ark and then upon Mary. Luke deliberately used the same word to describe the Holy Spirit coming upon the Ark and the Holy Spirit coming upon Mary. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her just as the Spirit overshadowed the Ark of the Covenant. So the message is clear. Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Luke continues to draw a parallel between two events. The Ark of the Covenant coming to David in 2 Samuel chapter 6, and Mary coming to Elizabeth in Luke chapter 1, verse 39, the mystery of the visitation, to teach us that Mary really is the new Ark of the Covenant. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, David arose and went to the hill country of Judah. In Luke chapter 1, Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country to a city of Judah. And David said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" While Elizabeth exclaims, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" In 2 Samuel, the ark goes to the house of Obed-Edom. In the visitation, Mary goes to the house of Zechariah. In 2 Samuel, the ark remained there for 3 months, while Mary stayed with Elizabeth also for 3 months. In 2 Samuel, David and all Israel were rejoicing, while Mary proclaims her Magnificat in the visitation. In 2 Samuel, David leaps before the ark, while John the Baptist leaps and dances in the womb of Elizabeth. Now, the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament contained the Word of God inscribed on the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, but it also held Aaron's priestly rod, a sign of the high priesthood, as well as the manna, the bread from heaven. However, in the New Testament, Mary, the new Ark of the Covenant, contained something much better. She carried within her womb Jesus, the incarnate Word. Jesus, the eternal high priest, and Jesus, the true bread from heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. In the New Testament, the visible sign of the Holy Spirit is not a wooden box. The sign of the Holy Spirit is a virgin and mother. Mary is the perfect human expression of the Holy Spirit. And so profound is Mary's expression of the Holy Spirit that St. John Paul II said she is able to serve as the Holy Spirit's maternal face. In a general audience in 1998, John Paul said, "From the cross, the Savior wished to pour out upon humanity rivers of living water, that is, the abundance of the Holy Spirit. But he wanted this outpouring of grace to be linked to a mother's face, his mother's." Calvary reveals the close and enduring link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of Mary as mother. The link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the motherhood of Mary emerges again at Pentecost, when she awaited with the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as the bond with Mary grows deeper, so the action of the Spirit in the life of the church grows more fruitful. So, just as the Israelites were led, protected, and provided for by the Holy Spirit under the sign of the ark, so now the Holy Spirit leads, protects, and provides for us under the sign of Mary. And she will carry us like she carried the Christ child. So maybe as a resolution, every time you see an image of Mary holding the child Jesus, remember, that child in her arms is not just Jesus. It is also you. Let her carry you, for in her arms you are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what caught your attention with this meditation? Is there anything that surprised you?
I think it was just so simply put in a way that has been said before so many times, but I just understood it differently this round. And I was specifically thinking about, I forget that at the fall, we were also condemned not to see the face of God. We're separated. He's always with us, but we don't get to see it. We don't have that privilege anymore. But at the same time, God is always just trying so hard. He's always extending so many olive branches. Now, we'll never see his face in this life. I mean, there are people who have visionaries who have seen the face of Jesus, the face of Mary. But it made more sense to me thinking, God quite literally said, here's a pillar, here's a sign. Here's an ark. Here's a sign.
Yeah.
Here's a woman. Here's a sign.
Yes.
And I think with all of the debates we've had with so many people about, no, but God is so powerful. He could do this himself. We lost that privilege. And he's constantly sending signs and little olive branches all along the way. And we need to look to those signs.
Yeah. Well, the two greatest signs of God's presence with us are Jesus and Mary. So we could say the two greatest signs are the Eucharist. That's Jesus with us every day and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always. There he waits for us in the tabernacle. He just waits for us. He's always there, never leaves. And the second sign that God gives us is Mary. So we have the sign that is Jesus, and then we have the perfect human expression of the Holy Spirit, Mary. These two signs that God is always with us. And it's just so amazing. You walk into any Catholic church, first thing you see, the red light for the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. God is present. God's here. And then I love that everywhere I see Mary. I drive down streets, I see statues of Mary all over the place. Mm-hmm. I see people wearing medals with images of Mary. I see pictures of Mary, icons of Mary.
I see tattoos of Mary.
Tattoos of Mary. This sign of the presence of the Son and the Spirit. Jesus is the manifestation of the Son. Mary is the manifestation of the Spirit. Constant visible reminders, God is with us. Mm-hmm. But I particularly like that when I look at an image of Mary holding Jesus, it's also an image of the Holy Spirit holding us. Mm. And it's a constant reminder, you're not alone. Don't be afraid. We are literally in the arms of the Holy Spirit being carried. Whenever we see an image of Mary holding Jesus, we should also be reminded that's the Holy Spirit carrying us. And so we're safe. It's a constant message of safety. You know, the Israelites were constantly panicking. And wait, there's the pillar. There's a pillar of fire. Don't panic. Whenever we're tempted to panic, look to Our Lady. So we are reminded the Holy Spirit is carrying us. Mm. In the arms.
Easy to forget. Gotta have signs.
I also love that in Exodus, if the cloud did not rise, they waited and would not march until it did. So for me, because I'm so tempted to do rash things, mm-hmm. The more I get in the habit of consecrating everything to Mary and not moving until she tells mm-hmm. me. But once she tells me, you better move.
Yeah, that it's not a hesitation, but a pause is good. Just to double check. It's kind of like when you see a little kid do something new and they turn and look at their parent.
Yeah.
And then they get a little nod or something and then they run ahead.
Yeah, that's what I got to do with Our Lady. And she will. If you consecrate things to her and then give her a little pause, give her a little chance, wait for her to lead you, she will. Our Lady really is the pillar of fire and the Ark of the Covenant that God has given us to be led through the wilderness of sin. But you can't run off on your own. You know what happens if you run off on your own? You just run off on your own. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.